General Ryan Owens, a Navy SEAL, was killed on Sunday in the raid against al-Qaeda in Yemen. Many civilians died. Other Americans were wounded, and a U.S. aircraft was lost. Yesterday, the White House declared the raid a success, quote, by all standards when you look at the totality of what was gained. But today's proof of intelligence gained turns out to be a video that the Pentagon could have more easily obtained online, where it has been for the last 10 years. David Martin on the threat of al-Qaeda in Yemen.
The raid, which left an al-Qaeda camp riddled with bullet holes, may have been just the opening round of a new military campaign against al-Qaeda in Yemen. Lisa Monaco, who served as President Obama's Homeland Security Advisor, told Charlie Rose she was briefed on the operation before she left office.
The White House was presented in the waning weeks of the Obama administration a broad proposal. So not a single raid, right, a single operation on a single target, a broad proposal for increased military operations in Yemen.
Of all the branches of al-Qaeda, the one in Yemen is considered most dedicated to launching an attack against the American homeland. So the Pentagon waited for a moonless night and last weekend sent SEAL Team 6 into a remote al-Qaeda hideout. The SEALs landed a few miles away and tried to sneak up on it, but were detected and began taking heavy fire. They called in helicopter gunships to silence the fire coming from a building. But civilians, including some children, were also inside. No longer pinned down, the SEALs moved through the buildings, killing 14 al-Qaeda fighters and collecting hard drives, laptops, and cell phones. In an attempt to show results, the U.S. military released what it called a sample of the intelligence collected on the raid. But it turned out to be old news, a video of a bomb-making class which has been on the Internet for years. Military officers insisted the raid also produced what they called actionable intelligence, meaning information that can be used to break up terrorist plots. But that may require more raids into Yemen and more casualties. Scott?
David Martin at the Pentagon. David.